My dear brother, although you have already been consecrated to the Lord and have died to sin through baptism, are you now resolved to consecrate yourself more closely to God by the bond of solemn profession in our seraphic order?
I am.
Are you resolved to live the Marian vow of total consecration to the Immaculate?
I am.
Are you resolved, with the help of God's grace, to embrace the same life of perfect chastity, obedience, and poverty, which our Father St. Francis, following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary, chose for himself and his brothers, and to persevere in it forever?
I am.
Are you resolved to strive constantly and steadfastly for the perfection of love for God and neighbor by fulfilling perfectly the precepts and counsels of the gospel and of our rule?
I am.
Are you resolved, with the help of the gift of the Holy Spirit, to spend your whole life generously in the love of your brothers for the sake of Jesus, who came not to be served, but to serve?
I am.
Are you resolved to serve the Lord in poverty and humility, as a stranger and pilgrim in this world, and to be subject to his church as our seraphic father was submissive, and enjoying the same upon his followers?
I am.
Are you resolved, with the help of God, to embrace and love that poverty which our seraphic father loved most dearly and enjoined upon his followers?
I am.
May God, who has begun this good work in you, bring it to fulfillment before the day of Christ Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters, let us pray to God, the Almighty Father, that through the intercession of the saints of the Seraphic Order and all the saints, he may, in his love, bless with his grace this our brother, whom he has called to the perfect following of Christ, and with loving kindness strengthen them in their holy purpose.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Saint Michael the Archangel, Holy Angels of God, Saint John the Baptist, Saint Joseph, Saints Peter and Paul, Saint Mary Magdalene, Saint Stephen and Lawrence, Saint Basil, Saint Augustine, Saint Anthony of the Desert, Saint Benedict, Holy Father Saint Dominic, our Holy Father, Saint Francis, Holy Mother, Saint Claire, Saints Bernard and Companions, Saint Fidelis, all holy martyrs of the Seraphic Order, Saint Bonaventure, Saint Anthony of Padua, Saint Bernardine of Siena, Saint Didacus of Alcala, Saint Peter of Alcantara, Saint Felix of Cantalice, Saint Pascal, Saint Francis Solano, Saint Lawrence of Brindisi, Saint Joseph of Cupertino, Saint John Joseph, Saint Leonard of Port Maurice, Saint Francis Anthony of Lucera, Saint Conrad of Parsam, Saint Maximilian Mary, Saint Louis, Saint Elzear of Sabran, Saint Conrad of Piacenza, Saint Agnes of Assisi, Saint Agnes of Prague, Saint Colette, Saint Catherine of Bologna, Saint Veronica, Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, Saint Rose of Viterbo, Saint Mary Frances of the Five Wounds, Saint Margaret of Cortona, all holy men and women of the Seraphic Order, Lord, be merciful. Lord, save your people from all evil. Lord, save your people from every sin. Lord, save your people from everlasting death. Lord, save your people by your coming as man. Lord, save your people by your death and rising to new life. Lord, save your people by your gift of the Holy Spirit. Be merciful to us sinners. Lord, hear our prayer. by yourself offering up your servants and the apostolic work, make the life of your church ever more fruitful. Lord, hear our prayer. Give in ever greater abundance the gifts of the Holy Spirit to your servant Pope Benedict and to all his brother bishops. Lord, hear our prayer. By the life and labor of all religious, promote the welfare of all mankind. Lord, hear our prayer. Join more fully to the work of redemption all who profess the gospel counsels. Lord, hear our prayer. Reward the parents of these servants with blessings from heaven for the sacrifice he has made to you. Lord, hear our prayer. Make this your servant more and more like Christ, the firstborn of many brothers. Lord, hear our prayer. Jesus, Son of the living God, Lord, hear our prayer. Christ, hear us. Christ, hear us. Lord Jesus, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, hear our prayer.
Almighty, eternal, just, and merciful God, grant to this our brother to do for your sake what he knows to be your will, and ever to will what is pleasing to you, so that purified and enlightened interiorly, and enkindled by the fire of the Holy Spirit, he may be able to follow till death in the footsteps of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and by your grace alone come to you, Most High, who live and reign in perfect Trinity and simple unity, and dwell in glory, Almighty God, forever and ever.
In the presence of my brothers, I, Friar Joseph Mary of the Mother of God, desiring to give praise to God with the firm will to observe more perfectly the gospel of Christ, and perceiving that the Lord has given me this grace, vow in your hands, Father Angelo Mary Geiger, for my entire life to observe the rule of St. Francis of Assisi, confirmed by Pope Honorius, the Tratia, a Marian plan of Franciscan life, and the constitutions of the Institute of the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate, living in total consecration to the Immaculate, in obedience, without anything of my own, and in chastity. Therefore, I entrust myself with all my heart to this fraternity, to put into effect my total consecration to the service of God and neighbor, through the enabling action of the Holy Spirit, the intercession of the Blessed and Immaculate Virgin Mary, our Father, St. Francis, St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe, and all the saints, and with your fraternal help.
And I, in the name of the Church and our brotherhood, receive your vows, and on the part of Almighty God, if you observe them, I promise you life everlasting. Father in heaven, source of all holiness, creator of the human race, your love for us was so great that you gave us a share in your own divine life. Neither the sin of Adam nor even the sins of the whole world could alter your loving purpose. In the dawn of history, you gave us Abel as an example of holiness. Later, from your beloved Hebrew people, you raised up men and women graced with every virtue. Foremost among them all stands Mary, the ever-virgin daughter of Zion. From her pure womb was born Jesus Christ, your eternal Word, the Savior of the world. You sent him, Father, as our pattern of holiness. He became poor to make us rich, a slave to set us free. With love no words can tell, he redeemed the world by his paschal mystery and won from you the gifts of the Spirit to sanctify his church. The voice of the Spirit has drawn countless numbers of your children to follow in the footsteps of your Son. Among these you raised your servant Francis, who professed evangelical holiness, so that at the command of Christ crucified, he might in himself and in his brothers repair the church, your dwelling, and renew it through holiness of life. Therefore, O Lord, look upon this our brother, whom in your providence you have called to follow the poor, humble Francis, the lover of the cross. Pour into him the fullness of the sevenfold Spirit, so that what he has promised today, with joy and gladness through your giving, he may, with the divine assistance, observe faithfully to the end. May he be firmly established in true humility. May he love the Immaculate Virgin unlimitedly. May he be inflamed with a love for Christ and a compassionate love for his brothers. May he prefer nothing to the commands of obedience. May he follow highest poverty, gird himself with the virtue of patience, and not extinguish the spirit of prayer and holy devotion. May he build up the church by the holiness of his life, advance the salvation of the world, and stand as a sign of the blessings that are to come. Lord, Holy Father, protect and guide this servant of yours at the judgment seat of your Son. Be yourself his great reward. Give him the joy of vows fulfilled, made perfect in your love. May he rejoice in the communion of your saints and praise you forever in their company. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord,